Psalm 126, a song of ascents. There it says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And as we know, the songs of ascent were sung by the Jewish people as they went up to the temple in Jerusalem for their feasts, as God had given them. Israel had more than once been exiled out of their land and kept in bondage and slavery. This song speaks of their great relief and joy in being set free and returning to their beloved land and home. Verse 1 said it was like a dream. It brought the people to laughter and singing. And when I first read this psalm, it reminded me of the song we sometimes sing in our hymnal, Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. And then verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. We read this psalm and we can be joyful for Israel in their return. But we can also be overjoyed for ourselves because of what God has done for us. We have been rescued from the bondage and slavery of sin through the work that Jesus, our Messiah, has done for us at Calvary. Jesus has broken the power of sin and set us free by shedding his own blood for our forgiveness and has promised us eternal life. When we think of it, it's like a dream. It's unbelievable, but God declares it in his word, and we believe it by faith, and the Holy Spirit is our guarantee of these facts. 1 John 5:11-13 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Let's read verses 5 and 6 again of this psalm. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continuously goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This was sung as an encouragement to the Jews, and also for us today. Because living in the promised land wasn't always a barrel of laughs. Life can be difficult, and they were still sinners, as are we. They relied on the law and the sacrifices God had prescribed for them. Those sacrifices, laws, and feasts that God had prescribed for them all pointed to Jesus, their Messiah. For us, life also isn't always a barrel of laughs. We shed tears of sorrow over our sin. But in repentance and confession, we have forgiveness through Jesus. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we mourn for our sins or suffer for Christ's sake, we are sowing in tears, but we will reap in joy. Matthew 5:4 says that. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verses 5 and 6 are also an encouragement in our witness to Christ. When we sow the seed of the gospel, we shall reap the harvest and reward later. So let's rejoice in our freedom from the slavery of sin and be encouraged in the Christian life and our daily work and witness for our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1-4 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.